others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Tonight's rundown: Remy Ma, Snoop Doggy Dogg, J.R. Smith. As far as I don't think we've ever talked about J.R. Smith on the show, isn't that? I think it's safe.
Probably the first. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say. Coachella, Jacquees, I think we mentioned him once. And Kavanaugh.
Definitely his first time on the show.
And it probably his last, but we'll see. 10 p.m. Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk Live, always on the mark. Let's kick it up to my main man, Dex. My name is Jason. What's up, Dex?
Dexter Stucky here. So look, if you guys are watching on the, well, first things first, thank you guys so much for the people who have reached out to me and purchased tickets to the play that I'm in, Guys Trombones. It's November 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Hens Landon Playhouse. Thank you guys again so much, because like, the support has been like overwhelming and I really appreciate it. Also, if you guys are watching the live show, I'm wearing a Bro Talk Live shirt. And I didn't know this until like today, but there is a whole merchandise section on our website. If you go to brotalklive.com, there's so many things on there. Like, as soon as I get paid this week, I'm going to have to purchase some things off of there. So seriously, brotalklive.com, there's a lot of merchandise on there. Support the bros.
Appreciate it. Who are we going to, Tata God or Bill? Which one? No one's got their screen up. Okay, everyone was prepared today. Maybe my name's
jumping to the stories.
Okay, my name's. Oh, there you go. Okay, hey Ty, how are you?
I'm here. I'm good. I am preparing for the baby. I'm exhausted. It's been nonstop. Everything. Literally, I just found just enough time to fall into this chair after I just fell into the door. And but all is well and life is good.
I'm so happy for you. Like, this journey that you're going on, something that is very, very special. Oh, Bill changed his shirt. Cute. Bill, how are you, sir?
I am yet in the land of the living. You know, the Lord is keeping me alive.
Awesome. And are you repping for the home team? Is that what that is?
I am. I only wear a little sleeve that sign my checks.
Oh, okay. Cute. All right. Do you have any other announcements before we get into the stories? We good to go? All right. First story of the night. We're going to kick it to the first question, I should say. It's only pointed because that's the way that the universe works. Are you more embarrassed for Jason or the children? You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm referencing one, Yay, as he's now referred to as. He was on SNL this past weekend, and he went on a rant after the show after he dressed up as a water bottle and performed his song, I Love It, I think that's what it's called. And this is what he said. The blacks always want Democrats. You know, it's like the plan they did to take the fathers out of the home and put them on welfare. Does anyone know about that? You know, the plan. You know, everyone knows about the plan to take the black fathers out of the homes. That's a Democratic plan. There's so many times I talk to like a white person about this and they say, how could you like Trump? He's racist. Well, if I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago. Because racism only happens in America, apparently. It's not going to move to Pluto, which, never mind. He also posted this picture on his private jet with a Make America Great Again hat. He said, this represents good and America becoming whole again. We will no longer outsource to other countries. We will build factories here in America and create jobs. We will provide jobs for all who are free from prisons as we abolish the 13th Amendment. That is also an important amendment to black people. Message sent with love. So Snoop Dogg saw this and he decided to respond telling Kanye, make your music great again, nigga. And he responded by calling him an Uncle Tom. He later retracted his statements after Kanye was videotaped wearing a MAGA hat and then a Snoop Dogg t-shirt saying forgiveness is everything. So Snoop Dogg really quick to change his tune on that. Chris Evans, who is Captain America, Dex said that Captain America had to be called for this, saying, There's nothing more maddening than debating someone who doesn't know history, doesn't read books, and frames their myopia as virtue. The level of unapologetic conjecture I've encountered lately isn't just frustrating. It's retrogressive, unprecedented, and absolutely terrifying. Huh. That was a passionate statement, wasn't it? And last but not least, Questlove saying, y'all so heartbroken, we ain't even typing his name. Like, I find it strange that he isn't trending at all, yet we're all typing the same thing. But for all that he's canceled talk, there was an ounce of hope in our souls tonight, but all we got was, well, I'm kind of sad, man. All right, so are you more embarrassed for this person named Jason, me, or the children?
Well, let's go ahead and start with you. What do you think?
No, who are you more embarrassed for? Should I be embarrassed? Do you think
I said Will?
Oh, Will.
Listen, who are the children? I'm embarrassed.
Like Northwest and Saint. And
their mother's Kim Kardashian. You embarrassed because that's your dad? Please. Like, that's not the embarrassment. What I am embarrassed, my sentiment was summed up by Questlove. Like, I was, when he was doing his little, not the I love it, I was just like, that's dumb. But then when he did that song with Teyana Taylor, I was like, there's a glimmer of hope that maybe the Kanye we once knew was still deep down somewhere in that matrix.
You know, that's what I thought. I had hope.
Like, he is gone.
So, wait, Jason, you said you had hope, so now, like, you don't have any hope anymore?
And I feel like you fooled me once, shame on me, fool me twice. Well, fool me once. I don't know what the damn thing is, but you fool me twice and I'm not falling for it again. I'm done. Well,
you can't get fooled again.
I'm done.
So it's funny.
I'm not listening to Yandi or anything else that comes out. I'm done.
Really?
I'm done.
I'm holding you to that because the last time you said you weren't going to listen to Kanye's music, you still ended up listening to it.
I said I might listen to it once.
Now, this is going to shock people coming from me. So I had two conversations this week. One was with a coworker, and she was asking, like, do I think the public backlash is affecting Kanye? Because if he's dealing with like some mental issues and people are attacking him publicly, like, do you think that like makes him do it more? Or do you think, you know what I mean? Like, does that aid or whatever, like his issues? And I think it does. I think the more people talk about Kanye West and the more people kind of slam and slander him, I think he kind of amps it up a little bit, and maybe not even purposely. I think he does it because like he feels like this is what he should be doing to have people talk about him. Another conversation I had with a friend, she was in Chicago this past weekend, and she said, what did she say? She's like, she was listening to a Kanye West song and she was jamming to it. I don't think we have to say we support Kanye West to listen to his music. Like, I'm personally not interested in listening to the music, but I feel like we're crippling ourselves in the sense, like, if we listen to this song, I love it. It's a stupid song. It's trash.
It's an awful song.
Yeah, and we don't like that. But if there's a good song that comes out, I don't think that's problematic to listen to it. We don't have to, like, support the message that Kanye is saying and support the stuff that he's doing to, like, enjoy his music.
You're right. But it just comes to a point, and I feel like I get like this, like, every time Kanye does something stupid now, that I reflect back on all the stupid shit that he's done and that I've supported. And I just feel like a dumbass. Like, I feel embarrassed to even have been a Kanye fan because of how he's acting right now. What about you, Ty?
I don't feel embarrassed to ever been a Kanye fan because he wasn't acting that way before. He did start to act crazy, but I think that he has taken it to a whole different level.
But at this point,
you're acting a little bit crazy. You kind of expect that from superstars, but he's just plain disrespectful with his antics. Like, it is
becoming
not
helpful. His brand. Like, I think we've known crazy Kanye longer than we've known regular Kanye at this point.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we are. Kanye is still canceled for me. The fact that we're even spending this much time, like, when I say cancel, I mean actually cancel. Like, I don't talk about him. I don't stream music. I don't look at him on TV. I don't watch him on whatever that was he was on. I didn't know he was going to be on that. I had no intention of knowing he was going to be on that. When I say
cancel,
I mean actually cancel. Like the way we cancel television shows that we no longer have access to. I physically, mentally have no longer have access to Kanye West. that's what canceled means to me. So, I mean, I'm letting you all have your conversation, but I do want you to know, I mean, just to be a part of this show, I'm going to make this comment. But when I say cancel, I mean, like, I no longer have access to you. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
You love how every week that after I said that we were canceling Kanye, he's been like the show every week.
So. Exactly. Like, this is not canceled. This is actually like full blown coverage for Kanye West.
This is coverage.
I mean, you have to put his name in the title so people can start clicking on it.
Like, I didn't put his name in there. I didn't do it. I tried not to.
I mean, but why not? This is full blown. We've been on this Kanye West thing. I mean, Kanye is getting a good amount of not canceledness right now.
All right. So since he's canceled, let's move on.
But if we didn't cancel Kanye, I mean, we canceled Kanye, but if we canceled, you see what I did there? We canceled Kanye. Canceled. Then people wouldn't watch us because they need to know what we think about him.
Important. It's important to the masses. All right. Whose side are you on? Amber Rose or Remy Ma and K. Michelle? I know this wasn't the choice match you were expecting to get today. Amber Rose, Remy Ma, and K. Michelle. But this is where we're at. It all started when Amber Rose decided to post this saying, so if your mama came to you and said, this dude raped me 36 years ago, would you be asking for proof? She retweeted that with a caption saying, no, you wouldn't. So shut the F up. She also expounded on that before she deleted it, saying, no, you wouldn't. So shut the F up. Everyone has said, oh, poor Bill Cosby. He's going to die in the first 2 years of his sentence. But I said, I hope he serves the full 10 years, then dies. I'm wrong and wishing death upon him. F out of here. Stand up for a rapist if y'all want to. I said what the F I said. P.S. The only reason that it was deleted on the last Bill Cosby post is because you can't put our president's name and die in the same caption or Facebook will F your algorithm up. And I'll be damned if I let two sexual predators F with my money. So that was just for the record. I'm from Amber Rose. Dex looks a little disturbed.
Okay.
Okay. K. Michelle was also annoyed, saying, annoying. You have no room to speak out on Bill Cosby or black men for that matter. Being the only thing that you've done is suck.
Oh, that was so vulgar.
That was a direct quote from K. Michelle. Bill's face. Bill, can you reread that last tweet, please? You have no room to speak out on Bill Cosby or black men, being the only thing that you've done is suck D. They love to F and destroy our people, and y'all so gullible, you sit there and help them. Y'all, I have no love for rapists and for the demeaning of women. We are not and have never been the lesser. But I also don't respect and I'm very aware of the falsicity. Ooh, a word. That happens towards my people of color in the industry in order to destroy and promote the lesser. And when it's convenient, everyone claim black. No, you not black, talking about Amber Rose. You don't know our struggle as black women. We don't have the privilege to claim slut. We are attacked, belittled, and told we aren't good enough, so we have to be perfect. F out of here with the fairy tale. Justice is never served as long as it's unequal, and that's my opinion. Tuh. Got her together, didn't she? It's nasty. Someone else had something to say about this was Remy Ma. This is on her new show with Joe Button on Revolt TV. This is what she had to say.
First of all, let's be clear here. A younger Bill Cosby was very woke. If you look at some of his speeches and
just
things that
you don't mean you don't rape.
Excuse me.
You can be
just woke. Excuse me. It's not even that. Both. I'm pretty sure the challenges it. That they're having now, that man don't even look like he knew what was going on, Neko. He's standing there like this.
Remy, are you defending Bill Cosby?
Excuse me, am I what?
Are you defending Bill Cosby?
I'm not. It's not that. I'm defending people that have been done wrong by not only by the system and by people that lie and that people that go on bandwagons. I'm not saying every one of them is lying. What I'm saying is I'm not going to sing like, yes, 60 women came out. And when I sat there and I listened to them, I feel like some of them are lying.
Have you seen?
I feel like some of them are not telling
but
the truth.
But some of them are telling the truth.
And that's and okay. But we have to acknowledge the people
and don't
that,
fucking matter.
All right. Dex, kind of sounds like, I'm not saying you had the same feelings, but these are people who have strong feelings about Bill Cosby and aren't ready to let them go. Do you agree with the stance that Remy Ma and K. Michelle are taking as far as defending the once legendary star?
No. You know why? Because I feel like last week, all this stuff made sense. Today, this week, I don't understand the conversation. I don't understand why people are still talking about Bill Cosby. He's in jail. Like, he did what he did. Now he's in jail. Like, what is the conversation about now? And like, I feel like Amber Rose used that to just keep a conversation going that it's dead.
Like, oh, they did him wrong, the system. I mean, that the system is never going to work in our favor. However, I mean, I'm pretty confident that Bill Cosby did what he did. And so, I mean, they decided that he needed to go to jail. Have black people been treated unfairly? Yes. Is that necessarily him being treated unfairly? No, not really. I had enough of Bill Cosby. So we'll see him in 2 years when, like they said, he'll be done for good.
All right, Bill, how do you feel about Cosby and this whole thing that's happening? Do you feel like people should be standing up for him, or should they just, you know, keep their thoughts to themselves at this point if they don't agree that he should be in jail?
No. So what's interesting, and I don't want anybody to think I'm defending rape. It's interesting that people praise Hugh Hefner for the same thing they crucified Bill Cosby.
You love reading like memes and like bringing them to the show like that.
I can't hear William at all. Can anyone else?
I can hear him.
But if you just scroll through Twitter, like you'll see what
I didn't scroll through Twitter. How about that?
What did William say again?
Not an unoriginal thought.
Oh my God.
Which was what?
That Hugh Hefner did the same thing that Bill Cosby did, and we praise Hugh Hefner for it. Although Hugh Hefner didn't put pills in people's drinks, he just dated people.
But it did. Him and Bill Cosby partied together. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth once.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Hugh Hefner dead?
Mm-hmm. Should we lock his corpse up, Will?
We should go lock him up. But he had good sense enough to die.
All right. That was nasty. So do you agree that that Amber Rose was wrong in what she said? Was she just hating? I mean, I feel like what Kay Michelle said was a little harsh.
To be clear, Amber Rose is always wrong.
Always? In every situation?
No matter what the situation is.
She's always wrong.
I mean, I believe you have the right to speak whatever opinion or truth you have. I mean, that's the point of social media. Like, you have an opinion. I have an opinion. You're allowed to put it out there. So, I mean, but when you do have an opinion, people are allowed to tell you to shut the F up because all you do is suck dick. And then you have to take it because your opinion was placed out for people to see and talk about. So I think I support both people.
Well, with that being said, let's move on a little bit now to something a little bit lighter, a little less controversial. One person that we haven't heard from, you know, in a little while since, say, May or so in the NBA Finals was J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith is a basketball player. And if you follow basketball, you remember him from being in LeBron's last game and not really doing the best job when, you know, times came to time came to do something smart. This is the pictures that we all remember. LeBron looking at J.R. Smith like he's an idiot after he didn't pass the ball in the waning seconds of game one. But now J.R. Smith is back and he has a new little thing that he's positioning out here. If you look closely, these are his legs. And if we zoom in here, we can see that on his legs is the logo of the Supreme fashion label, a New York-based streetwear label, as ESPN reports it. And a lot of people didn't think this was going to be a problem. They thought it was cool. It's for the culture and everything like that. But apparently, according to JR, he says this, quote, "So I was informed today that I will be fined every game if I don't cover up my Supreme tattoo on my leg during games. These people in the league office are something else. I swear I'm the only person they do stuff like this to. So you mean to tell me I have to cover up my tattoo for what? You don't make people cover up Jordan logos, Nike checks, or anything else. But because it's me, it's a problem all of a sudden." So do you think he feels dumber then when he cost him the game one of the finals, or now that he is stuck with a Supreme tattoo that he can't even show off when you're playing basketball?
I mean, that tattoo goes pretty high up his leg too. So like,
you what do wear you, high socks?
He's gonna wear
like,
something.
What are you covering it up with?
He's gonna wear stupid looking knee compression socks. That's what he'll have, and he'll look ridiculous every year.
He gonna have one leg where it's just compression sleeve. That's
he also have those those calf compression sleeves that he can put over it. Which they probably a lot of basketball players I guess could pull off wearing them. lot of athletes wear them anyway, so it's not.
Yeah, but she's the whole reason you got that tattoo was to kind of to wear it every game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get that tattoo to cover it up.
But I think because the fact they told you to cover it up and it made the news, now, like, the brand is out there. I think you got more publicity from them telling you you couldn't put it on there than you would have had you just been running up and down the court messing up. Like, nobody would have cared about that.
Messing up.
Yeah, but, like, publicity only works and it's only beneficial if, like, it's something that you do, like, really quickly and it benefits. Like, you literally have a tattoo on your body. So, like, even after we stop talking about this, like, the publicity tour is over, that tattoo is still on your body and you still can't show it off while you're at work. Like, that's kind of like, that's like a stunt fail.
I feel like now he has the opportunity almost every picture to be like, yeah, hey, look at me in my compression. I wasn't able to promote the brand Supreme because the people, blah, blah, blah. So he'll be able to keep, he'll have excuses to keep mentioning it over and over again. Whereas before, he would have the stupid looking tattoo. People were like, what a stupid tattoo that is. And then they would have moved on.
Possibly, but you know how you just think about how you are with that one friend of yours who has like something and they consistently mention it. It's like, okay. Like, think about it like this. Think about that friend that we all know from back in the day who almost went pro, and they always tell you how they always almost went pro, but they didn't. And it's just like, okay, but you're working at Sprint now. So like, what's up? Like, what's up?
I have somebody who talked about his basketball career. It was hilarious.
See?
First of all, I'm 5'0". So I'm like, yeah, I don't know how far you were going with that.
You all are getting shady. Bill, would you ever sign off on a friend of yours getting a tattoo of a fashion label on him, since you're a fashionista?
Absolutely not. I mean, unless the fashion label is paying them, and then you could wear the
They aren't. They were not paying him, so.
And he can't wear it to work, so.
So <Do that. laughs> Sorry, sucks to suck. All right, speaking of cancellation, is Coachella on the verge of cancellation? Is a rumor going around that the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival had the headline as Donald Glover, Kanye West, and Justin Timberlake, according to his Daily Double. Sources reporting to them that it is going to happen. This is one take that I saw online. Coachella, not having a single woman headlining is BS and you know it. And putting a mentally deranged man who says slavery is the choice and he wants to abolish the 13th Amendment is appalling and disgusting. Please stop giving hatred a platform. Let's remind you that Justin Timberlake also failed to stand up for Black Lives Matter, some people have reported. And he also threw up the Q sign back in the day when he was in the Mickey Mouse Club. He thought he was an old man.
I thought they were going to say Justin didn't stand up for Janet. Like, you're never living that damn brother.
Ever. Ever. And a lot of people don't like Childish Gambino. They think he's a little too hype for his britches. I like him, but a lot of people don't. So do you think Coachella's going to go ahead with this headlining tour? I don't think so. It seems a little mainstream for me.
That is amazing to me that when the only person in America who complained about Coachella 2 years ago when Beyonce canceled after she found out that she was, no, not found out. When Beyonce canceled, when she decided that she didn't want to perform pregnant, the only person that complained was me. Nobody else complained. I didn't see this woman putting that out there complaining. Nobody complained last year when Beyonce and Cardi B headlined Coachella, two women. Nobody complained about that. But now this year, because there's no women headlining it, we have an issue? Like, come on.
Oh, so you don't have a problem? Okay. Well, but still, a lot of people would say, yeah, men are in the power. They're the majority. So we don't need men to headline every time. And we certainly don't need three men in all three slots.
Last year, you had a woman good enough.
Yeah. And to Dex's point, Gaga did headline still that year. Beyonce called out. She called out sick. Gaga still was the headline. So still was a woman. She called out pregnant. So yeah, to your point, there was. Do you think they're gonna go ahead? I don't think they would touch Kanye though. I think that's too much. I think they're gonna kind of steer away from that. And I can't see Justin Timberlake really doing Coachella at this point in his career. It's kind of late. No?
I cannot see him standing up for anything Black related at this point in his career. Either. Their problem is it's never gonna happen. He ripped Janet up there naked, leaves up there, and then went to the Super Bowl a few years later. Nobody thinking about him.
Crazy part about it, Justin went to the Super Bowl years later, and the only thing people talk about is the fact that he threw Prince on the sheet and that selfie kid. What happened to your performance?
What did you do with Prince? What do you do with Prince?
He do print up on that sheet.
Terrible. All right. People with power, like Prince, Alicia Keys and Erykah Badu. Here's the question of the day. I know you guys were expecting to hear this. Will Alicia Keys and Erykah Badu bring down Kavanaugh? Strange stories going on today. What I mean by this, the two are scheduled to headline a concert along with Maxwell. So we got Alicia Keys, Erykah Badu, and Maxwell. They're going to gather outside of the Supreme Court for a Bravery is Contagious event and concert. It'll also feature musicians and actors and other creatives speaking up, including one of Ty's favorite actresses in all the world, Maggie Gyllenhaal. She's going to be there, Ty. So you make sure you bust your way down there.
The bloody hell is that?
To see your girl, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Here's the full cancel Kavanaugh. I love that Kavanaugh. Like, that just sends me every time I see it. The website is encouraging people to call their senators and list the number for the Senate's main switchboard on their site. It also urges people who can't make it to the Washington protests in their community.
Don't call Pennsylvania senators. He will not do it. Nothing you ask.
Don't call who? You say don't call who?
The Pennsylvania. The dude here representing Pennsylvania, because he's doing nothing.
They said if there's ever a moment when the voice of people can come together in concert to change the fate of our nation, this is it. Arm in arm, organized and ready, every child, woman, and man must take to the streets and protest this nomination. Guys, do you think Alicia Keys, Erykah Badu, and Maggie Gyllenhaal is going to get the job done against Brett Kavanaugh?
The only thing I'm going to do with this concert is see people. I don't want her singing a thing. That's number one. She plays the piano and can't find a roadmap to the daggone notes. And who was she to tell somebody where to go when she was sleeping with a married man? No, thank you.
But no,
thank you. My choice.
But if we're being honest, though, Alicia Keys has a track record of taking things, though. So she might be able to take this all the way home for us. If Alicia Keys wants it bad enough, she gonna take it. At Swiss Beats.
And she's going to DJ at the inauguration afterwards, too.
As far as Erykah Badu, she's
not sure right now. Until they get some celebrity white women signing on to this thing, it's not going to make real.
They need
Meryl Streep. They need Ashley Judd and all of those ridiculous.
Who do you think Maggie Gyllenhaal is?
No, guys.
And Lena Dunham.
They need, no. They need the big names.
Well, they have John Legend.
Oh, I'll do that.
That's why, ladies.
Every cause has John Legend.
What'd you say next?
John Legend's like basically a white woman at this point. Is he not? I like John, but like, I mean, come on.
Oh, dear God.
Terrible, Dex. All right, who do you feel worse for? We're just going to keep it moving. We got a lot of topics today. Jacquees. You know, y'all know Jacquees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Singer. Mm-hmm. Bill, you don't know who Jacquees is?
Yes, he does.
He's like the singing version of Lil Wayne. So he posted this from the South African Breaking News. They tweeted, Jacquees forced to remove LMI trip remix after song takes over the internet. When the remix began receiving more attention, the original Jacquees was refused to remove the track from YouTube and SoundCloud. So they reported the story. Again, that's the South African Breaking News. For some reason, they got the story before anybody else. And Jacquees decided to respond with crying emojis. To that, T-Pain said, he was, I guess, explaining why he had to take it down. T-Pain said, but he tried to make money from it. Jacquees retweeted saying, nigga, no, I didn't. Hell you talking about, my brother? I put it on SoundCloud and YouTube. You know my game ain't cap. I love Ella. All right, cool, whatever. T-Pain dropped it. But then DJ Mustard decided to release this statement to whom it may concern. DJ Mustard is the producer on that trip song, saying, our artists don't send cease and desist letters, we do. When you monetize content you don't own, you are stealing, and no one steals from 10 Summers. I guess that's his production group. LMA had no say in the matter, and any platform reporting any differently is spreading falsities. That's the second time we've heard that word tonight. What the hell is happening?
Come on, falsicity. That's the word of the week.
It's the word of the week. God, someone must be using the same PR firm. This is simply a press or marketing plan or some strategy to deviate from the narrative that Ella is breaking records left and right because she's making music, blah, 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 blah. Ella's career was started by doing covers, and we support all her fans and fellow artists doing the same. Just don't put it on YouTube. Jacquees's people decided to release a statement for Jacquees's side of the story. For the new people who are just catching up to Jacquees is as an artist, he has become very controversial for no reason. We love Ella and are cool with her team. He has been releasing not only Q-Mix songs, I guess that's a play on his name, Jacquees, Q-Mix songs, but entire projects with mixes of other artist songs. So basically he's been stealing songs since 2013. This was an act of genuine support and should not turn into negativity for either the artist or from their supporters. So guys, is Jacquees covering Ella Mai's song? Is that bad? What do you guys think?
You know what was a reach though? That South African breaking news that said it was pulled because it was getting more attention than the original. Now that was a reach. That was a reach. It was not getting more attention than the original.
It definitely was. I never heard his version.
Come on.
And you're not going to now because that thing is scrub. I thought about trying to get it, but then I was like, if they scrubbing everybody else's videos off the damn web, they're going to scrub mine off as soon as I play this little 5-second snippet. So I was like, no,
really well.
Fair.
Bill, sorry, since you're a musician, do you have any sympathy for Jacquees not being able to cover Ella Mai's song?
I've never heard either one of these people.
Yes, you have.
Well, to be fair, Will was away most of the summer, so he probably doesn't know who Ella Mai is.
Boo Def was out before Will left. Boo Def was out after Will left.
But in any event, no, I don't feel bad. I don't. Because there are certain clearances and rights and permissions you are supposed to get. But like Dex said, that South African breaking news with that, that was a reach.
Well, though, like you run a record label. What would you do if you put out something from one of your artists and then someone sampled it and then got attention for it? Like, would you be like, this is good because it helps the artist out? Or would you be like, no, pull it down because you're getting in the way of my artist? Like, the song is going to be out there and it still has your artist's verse on there. So your artist is still getting attention for it and stuff. And they know that your artist, you know, you're getting play for it, but somebody else is getting some credit.
I would definitely leave it out. But then I would sue so that we get all the royalties.
But they're not making them. They're not trying to sell it, though.
I mean, but if it was selling, I'd definitely sue so that we could get the money.
Streams on YouTube. Who knows? All right. Racist. We only have one racist story today that we're going to touch because time's running short. It's
been good. People aren't racist anymore.
Well, no, we just don't have time to cover all the people. This happened at a school in California, I believe, for student picture day. Everyone got to pick their letters. And of course, they decided to put all these letters in an order and spelled nigger with an exclamation point. The school board or the school, I should say. Yeah. Escondido High School said this on Facebook. Dear Cougar family, as the principal of EHS, I want to thank you for sharing your concerns and suggestions following the situation that occurred last Thursday on our campus. I want to assure you that the actions have been taken and students are receiving consequences. However, specifics must remain confidential. We believe the lessons to be learned need to and can far exceed a period of punishment. Our school community, along with alumni, families, fellow schools, and others are sharing in this pain. Together, we have begun the process of educating all on the implication and power of one's actions and decisions. This will be a continuing process, and I'll provide updates throughout the year. Sounds like they didn't do much. One student featured in the photos, though, expressed regret later, saying, I'm scared to go back to school, but I'm going to try and show people that that's not who I really am. That's for sure not who I want to be. I want to show people that's not right, and I've learned from my mistakes. Look at Texas. Would you let this kid back into school to prove himself that that's not who he is?
Yes, I would let him back into schools so I can beat him up.
Would you go, Dex? You gonna give him a swirly?
Give him a knuckle sandwich.
Do you feel like it was racist or just kids being stupid?
Both.
Both. What's the difference?
I like that.
Keep that same energy. All right. Moving on. Nothing else to tell us. Nothing else to say here. That was racist. One of the
in their defense, schools are not allowed to share what they've done to punish students. So they may have done a whole bunch. But they may not have as well. Yeah, but also they may not have done anything at all. But they're not allowed to say. So possibility that they did a whole bunch, but also that they did nothing.
Q&A, Dad.
Q&A. Actually, this week we have some really interesting content. So I'm not really sure which direction to go in, but I think we could be very helpful in all instances on these topics. So I'll just kind of stay out of it and let you guys pick what you think.
Topic one. Oh, you go ahead. You got it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say topic one: reneging. Topic two: enough is enough. And topic number three, Indian appropriation.
If topic number one is about spades, the answer is no, don't ever play with them again.
No, that's it. I actually think topic one is very interesting. I think we could be helpful there. Well, especially me and well, all of us. I don't know why I said me. I'm sorry.
You know why you said it. You're cocky.
Very.
I was in this meeting yesterday. I had kept saying, I think. And I was like, wait, no, I mean, we think.
Yeah, sure.
That's very difficult for me. I get very into myself.
We know. Very.
We're aware.
So here we are. Oh, I thought you were going to put that one up. It's there. Hello?
You got it?
The sound just went out. I wasn't sure what happened. I got a job offer that was substantially above my current salary. I went to my current boss and told him about the offer. He asked me not to accept the offer while he put together a counter offer. And I told him what I would need for a successful counter. He came back the next morning with a counter offer that was less than, the rain just started like crazy in my background. I can't even hear.
Where people am I? Always making excuses when they can't read.
Doesn't he? Every week like is always like something.
Just like the kids in school, and they'd be like, what page are we on again?
All right, Ty, you want to, where are we starting at?
Use your fingers.
You're nasty.
He's not amused.
We're done.
I'm sorry.
To finish. Thank you. Do you realize the screen keeps jumping?
No.
Do you want
me to read?
The screen is literally jumping from Dexter's face to the screen over and over again. Oh, William's face.
Mine's not jumping. Want me to read?
Now all I can see is William's face.
So should we read since you can't see it?
Now here it is back up again. Thank you. He came back the next morning with a counter offer that was less than what I had stated I needed, but more than what I was currently making. After taking a few days to think and discuss with my husband, I told my boss that I would stay. I went back to the second company and politely declined the offer. They then spent 10 days trying desperately to get me to change my mind, though not actually changing the initial offer. During that time, I was informed by my boss that HR would need me to sign a straightforward retention letter. It states that if I leave within 12 months, I would have to pay back the raise. I'm expected to achieve an exceptional performance rating, which I always have, but these things are subjective. I will not be eligible for a raise at the end of the current fiscal year in the 9 months, when the regular merit cycle comes up. I cannot discuss this with anyone else, et cetera, et cetera. I'm annoyed. Part of me wants to jump ship and tell the other place that they're pleased have worked and I'm leaving. But at the same time, that feels disloyal. What should I do?
You're definitely disloyal because the last thing you said, I can't discuss this with anyone. You typed it to us. Like you told us. We can't talk.
The world.
We can't talk about this, but what y'all think I should do? Leave. Why do you have to feel disloyal? Like, first off, he didn't even give you enough money anyway. Leave.
Exactly. That's the problem. He didn't give you enough money and then he tried to take it back from you afterwards talking about, oh, you need to get all these different merits and stuff like that to keep your raise. Like, girl, no. Bye.
I think that this letter that you have to sign is just disrespectful, I definitely would leave. I would not stay and sign that letter. Like, first of all, I'm going to make way more money than I make now. I'm going to go on and find something different to do that might be interesting. Obviously, you applied for the job, so you were looking to leave the company in the first place. Like, they didn't come get you. Why are you staying? For what purpose? Like, and loyal to who? When they're ready to fire you, they're going to fire you. They don't care about anything you're talking about. Like, you're done.
Although, if this other company has been calling you for 10 straight days, they have too much time on their hands. And I don't know if we want to get involved with that either.
Yeah, that one is actually a little bit like,
they really
10 were. Days? I'm never calling anybody. Like, first off, the student loan people don't even call you 10 days straight. And they actually want
to. They give up after a little while. They definitely don't keep trying. Don't feel loyal to these companies. If they're giving you a check, your loyalty is showing up and picking up and earning that check every 2 weeks or however often you get paid. That's as far as your loyalty goes. You don't have to give them nothing else because they're not going to give you nothing else, period.
Yeah, like this whole thing about loyalty, like where did that come from? I don't have to be loyal to. I can leave whenever I want.
Exactly. I'm loyal to myself. That's about it.
Loyal to your family. I need that money.
All right. What's the next one, Ty? Which one you want to do? Indian appropriation or enough is enough?
I think Indian appropriation is pretty funny. I don't remember what enough.
Wait,
enough,
it's what?
Pretty funny. I don't know what. Well, none of them are funny. It's an interesting topic.
All right, go ahead.
This screen has, yeah, there we go. My best friend is getting married late this year to an Indian American girl, and he has asked me to be in her wedding. At the screen left.
Can you click on it? Just click on the screen.
There we go. Let me see. I'm sorry. He and I are both non-Indian. I'm black. He's white. Her fiance has made it clear that she wants many elements of the traditional Indian wedding to be in this ceremony, including the clothes that my friend and his groom's party will be wearing. It's important to her and to her family that we all participate in a henna painting ceremony as well. My friend and I are worried. Are we culturally appropriating? These requests are coming from her and her family, not from us. They have a cultural significance that is not being erased or ignored, but there is still a very heavy and unpleasant implication in wearing Indian clothes if we are not Indian. It seems disrespectful and thoughtless. Help, are we doing the right thing?
I mean, if she told you could wear,
don't be stupid. Clothes.
Yeah, like this is really stupid, right?
Like that's a stupid question. Like, if a person is asking you to do this to be a part of their wedding, why would that even be cause for concern? I feel like you don't want to do it.
Yeah, I feel like they just embarrass anyone away out. They want somebody to say, "No, don't do that. That's cultural appropriating." Right. And then it'll be like, "Oh yes, I don't have to do it." My friend told me
this. We gotta stop being like this in 2018. Like, we can't do. We cannot be like this.
Yeah, so that's not how cultural appropriation works. Like, that's not how that works. I'm sorry that you were confused about that, but it's honestly, like, not how that works. Like, cultural appropriation is when you're stealing something from someone and you're not giving them credit, or you're trying to make something trendy for fashion and money without acknowledging that you got this from somewhere else. You being in a traditional wedding of those people and they've asked you to do something, is not cultural appropriation. That's you doing what they've asked you to do to be a part of their culture as they've invited you into because you're married and they're a family, you're a part of this wedding. I think it's a very silly thing for you to think that that will be appropriation in any way, shape, or form. And I think if you're going to be in the wedding, you need to do what you're told. If you show up in a tuxedo or whatever the heck, and you're going to look silly as hell because they're going to think you're stupid. And they're going to put you to the side.
You're going to have a top hat and a tuxedo? Next move, you going to say?
Now, I do want you to know this, though, because I know how...
And don't be extra with it, right?
Maybe how your friend is. I don't know. You know how people can be. It's okay to wear that... I don't want to say costume, but it's okay to wear that attire to the wedding. It's okay to wear it to the wedding, not for Halloween. You can't do it for Halloween. You can't wear it as a Halloween costume. It's the wedding and the wedding only. Because if you wear it any other time after that, you are culture appropriating, and don't do that. You know they're going to try to wear it for Halloween. That's how people do. They always, look, I got something cool for Halloween.
They got to give it back. You got to return it. Make sure you don't take the tags off. Just tuck them in.
I'll make you wear it.
Don't come to that church on Sunday.
make sure you don't burn that silk, because you know that silk burn real easy with the iron. All right.
Let me just say real quick that anytime, like during the show, when people text me, I'm always afraid that I'm getting in trouble. Like, I've gotten in trouble so many times tonight. I just wanted to give a shout out to Fatima, Shakima, Ashley, Joy, and Ludi really quickly, just because, like, they've really been keeping me on my toes on today's episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. This Google Hangout's been acting stupid tonight. All right. Jizza time.
Speaking of technical difficulties.
That was a good one, Dex. I like that. Nice and nasty. Moving on. Ty, have you seen this? This is the School District of Philadelphia's first year teacher handbook. So this is something that I guess all first year teachers are given. Have you reviewed this? Make this, Ty?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah. So do you work for the School District of Philadelphia?
Yes, I contract out my services to them.
You've never seen this. So this has been, how long have you been working for the school district?
For like 10 years.
Wow. Well, apparently they have part of their handbook was created by the students, and they decided that the students were going to make this special page where they would say, learn our city slang, our Philly slang.
I have seen this.
So what we're going to do is we're going to test you guys and see if you guys know the Philly slang, since you guys are pretty much all from Philly, right? Dex,
you're adopted. No.
Adopted. All right, Philly slang. First one, bull. This is an easy one. What is a bull?
A boy. Or a man.
A boy.
Why does the definition look so long? It's just like not that.
A word to describe a person, because a girl, I guess, can be a bull, right?
No, they can't. Really. Boys can be
bulls. No, that's incorrect.
Well, look, this is what the children are saying. So either y'all wrong or
they're wrong. I've never heard a girl being referred to as a bull.
Never?
Never.
The John is the girl.
Right.
One can be a bull. Yeah.
So when they pair John and bull in the same sentence, the bull is the guy, the John is the girl.
But what if the John's a bull?
No.
The bull over there has on fresh kicks. Okay.
That's somebody wants to be hip so bad, putting this together.
No. You think the teachers made this up?
The teachers definitely did this. We're moving on.
Whoever made this up never owned a pair of Timberland boots in their life.
Some big fat imbecile sitting in 440 made this up. The kids did not do this. Trust me.
What does Saudi mean?
Like, Saudi is like
you're wrong, or like you're lying. Wrong. Like you thought you knew something, but you didn't really know it.
Like Lot's wife, she was salty. Like she looked that salty.
Like you look crazy because you were wrong.
You're wrong. And all now right. You mean about being wrong.
Sorry. And you're right. And a word to express being wrong. You guys are absolutely right. Spot on that one. I love how it says N-word. No, like
I thought I was gonna make the bus, but I was salty. That's not how you use it. How you use it. Say, are you salty as shit, young boy?
That's like, yeah,
like you wouldn't say it about yourself. Somebody else would be like, he swore he was gonna make that bus. He
saw it.
The word. Yeah. And
salty is always fought by like salty as shit. Like you're never just salty.
What? That's right.
I only like this.
What's Jimmy's?
No, like no idea.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles on a little ice cream.
That's absolutely right. No ice cream cone is complete without Jimmy's, which are known to the rest of the world as sprinkles. Example: could have a vanilla cone with rainbow Jimmy's.
Anyone ask for them though. They could just call them sprinkles. I never heard anyone ask call them Jimmy's. I just know what they are.
What is Aki?
That's like.
Like big and like it's like big and like fat and like just like fat looking.
So Aki has more than one meaning.
It does have more than one meaning.
It can be like the Muslim guy on Germantown Avenue selling the bean pies, like, hey yo, what up, Aki? Or it can be like that's fake, like, hey yo, them Jordans is Aki, like they not real, they fake.
Or like really big, like you know, like awkward looking.
Yeah. All right. Well, according to Bill, one of Bill's answers was right. Fake or not authentic, according to this book. Ayo, your Tim's.
I've never heard that before.
Bill's a man of the streets. So, you know, he knows. What's a mummer? You guys have the mummer's parade, but what the hell is a mummer?
Ooh,
It's a Philadelphia clown.
Would you say
it's a Philadelphia clown?
It's men that dress up like women.
No, it's not.
Sorry, all them Italians down there, they wanted to be able to dress up and do what everybody else was doing. They couldn't. So what they did was they like dressed up in string brigades and like banjos and all that different kind of stuff. They all dress up like women and they parade around in the streets acting a fool every New Year's Day.
I want zero parts
without it. And I dare somebody else outside of Philadelphia to talk about it, and then we're going to have a problem.
Okay, according to this guide, it's a troop of elaborately decorated actors and musicians that hold a parade in Philly on New Year's Day. So, Bill, this is right. Bill and Dex, you guys are actors and musicians. Dex is an actor. Bill's a musician. So you guys will be in the Mummers Parade next year?
I have the right tone for it.
Only if I'm hosting it.
Not the right tone.
You have to have a certain...
Completion.
A certain hue.
Are they allow the blacks in the Mummers Parade?
Yeah, a certain hue to be able to participate. And I don't think you guys have quite made the task, like beyond paper bag.
All right, last but not least, I thought this one was interesting. What is gravy? A lot of us know gravy is just
gravy, like good.
Don't worry about it.
No, it's like literally like gravy, but like
it's
what is it?
Red sauce. It's red sauce. That's what gravy is.
Ooh, Bill is on it. Bill's really from Philly.
What?
Red pasta sauce, often featuring several meats. Bill, you're on it tonight.
I went to school in South Philly, and when I would go to like the Finos and the Crenetti's house, they had
this is South Philly slang.
It is South Philly because at work they say that a lot too. They say it's like tomato sauce. Like we would just say regular tomato sauce. They would call it gravy.
Yeah, that's South Philly though. That's not all of Philly.
Awesome gravy.
Bill, you are the champion of Philly, so congratulations, sir.
Champion of North and South Philly.
I see you, TJ.
It's time for Dex's BS with Poe.
All right, guys. You know how we're doing this. And I've received so much good feedback on this. So I'm really excited. And I want to keep it going. We do the BS reports now. We do two truths and a lie. So two of the stories I'm telling you are true, as crazy as they might sound. And one of the stories is a lie. All right. So the first story, in Richmond, Virginia, there was a mother of four who decided that, you know, she's going to leave the kids in the car for a bit so she can get a bite to eat at Golden Corral. The woman was said to be...
You don't get no bite at no damn Golden Corral.
No, you get several bites at Golden Corral.
Plates.
The woman was said to be over 400 pounds, and at Golden Corral employee, they noticed the kids in the car when they first came, you know, to work to clock in for their shift. And they thought, like, not much of it. They thought maybe the mom was around in the local shopping mart or whatever. Then they said hours later, they decided to come out, they left for work or whatever. And then they noticed the kids were still in the car. And at that point, they kind of walked around and tried to figure out who the kids belonged to. And the woman who was 400 pounds was currently eating at, you know, the buffet. And they, you know, went off on her or whatever. And she was arrested for a child endangerment.
So of course, but she let them eat.
So
that was story one, right?
Yeah, it was story one. In Virginia, there was a fire that burned up like a senior citizen's home, and there was one man, a 74-year-old, who was found 5 days after sitting on a couch, not harmed, no smoke inhalation. The guy was completely fine after surviving this house fire that officials happened to like overlook him. When asked like why didn't he leave, why didn't he move, he said, you know, I was just protecting what's mine. And the final story, McDonald's is making some major waves. McDonald's has decided to celebrate birthdays. When a person reaches 100 years old, McDonald's is actually giving them, and they did this specifically to one guy, they gave him free McDonald's for the rest of his life. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the BS reports. Those are your stories.
Tomorrow. So his
sister. I believe the middle story, number two and number three.
Believe number two and three? So you don't believe number one? You don't believe the go to crowd story?
No.
Okay.
I believe everything but number two.
So you don't
believe McDonald's is petty, something like that. If someone makes 200, they're going to want to kill them as fast as possible. So they're going to give them a free subscription, lifetime subscription. Yeah, that's some petty shit that McDonald's would do.
Will?
I know number three was actually Chick-fil-A. I'm going with story number one and two is where I'm
going to. Chick-fil-A's not giving away nothing for no 100 years old for free, for real.
All right, so this week, Will gets it. He's 100% correct. The other two stories were correct. It's not McDonald's that's doing this. It is Chick-fil-A that gave Stephen Bellissimo free Chick-fil-A for the rest of his life when he hit 100 years old. The man said he goes to Chick-fil-A at least 15 times a week, and they decided, hey, let's
15 times a week?
A week.
Yeah. So they decided, like, hey, let's hook him up for the rest of his life.
That's Monday through Friday, all three meals. Like, damn.
That literally is what that is.
And also, people might think this is set up, like the fact that these three people pick like different things, but I swear we don't set this up at all.
Oh yeah, I have no idea.
I'm just surprised. A really good story.
Wow, Chick-fil-A. So you can get to 100 years old by eating Chick-fil-A 3 times a day, 5 days a week. I can do that. That's a subscription that I'm down for. So yeah, sign me up.
You'll be down, all right.
Service with a smile, though.
You're going to be down.
Baby, are you down? All right, seats. Billiam.
It is now time for seats. Have you been aggravated this week? Have you been annoyed this week?
VV.
Well, come on into, I mean, have you been? If you have been, come on into Brandy's Theater of Seats and speak your adversary.
Anybody want to go first? The week
that was happening here?
My seat is going to go to all these aggressive people that seem to be Disneyland goers. If you haven't maybe guys, since you don't live out here, a lot of people out here have these little stickers on their cars if they're like Disneyland annual pass holders or some stuff like that. And they're really proud to show them off. And every time, it's always some aggressive ass soccer mom who's in the car trying to run people off the road. I don't understand how you can like love something as precious and as supposedly lovely as Disneyland and then just be so super hyper aggressive. And you have kids in your car typically half the time. I have kids in my car too. So please don't rush up on me. And one person tried to roll down the window and say something to me. They immediately saw I was a black man. They looked at me, then they looked the other way and rolled up their window because they knew I was going to walk.
They immediately saw?
Immediately. Like, they pulled up beside me, rolled down their window, then they looked out, turned their head back in, and rolled up their window.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call a lie on that one because I don't even look at you and immediately see a black man. I'm just saying.
What do you see, Dex?
He's Irish. Like, that's what I see, an Irish man here. My seat is going to go, and you know what's crazy? I think we make a conscious effort to not mention this man, but today I can't help it. My seat is going to Donald Trump. I saw an interview.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw an interview today with Donald defending Kavanaugh, and he said he wants us to get out of this mindset and this mentality where we're basically like just lynching people automatically. He says like people are just, they can be perfect their whole life. And then one person says something wrong about them and now their reputation is damaged or something like that. Donald, there are people in this world who are getting killed. They could be perfect their whole life and they're getting shot, and they're getting shot by elected officials at that. They're getting shot by officials at that. So, and then the elected officials aren't doing anything about it. So, like, the fact that you could even say that really makes me look at it like, have you not been watching the news? Like, for the past, I don't know, 3-4 years, when you've seen these black people get shot and killed in the street on a consistent basis?
Like, I get it.
Like, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, Kavanaugh's your boy or whatever, and you're accused of some of the same stuff that he did or whatever, but like, you got to take a step back. Like, you cannot defend this. Like, there's no defending it. And if Kavanaugh was so perfect, people wouldn't be out. Multiple people would not have made accusations about him. Furthermore, Kavanaugh's not even like defending himself to stay out of jail. She's basically job interviewing. There are people who have to go through these same things and have these conversations to keep themselves out of jail, or, you know, to defend somebody's life who was like no longer alive. Like, you need to put things into perspective before you start speaking out.
All right, cool. Don't forget, Dex will be taking a knee for Colin Kaepernick at the next.
And that will not go down. But I do understand his frustration, though. Colin Kaepernick's frustration. I just wish he would say it more often.
And vote.
And vote, along with J. Cole, who also...
I'm going to say J. Cole, breaking news, also announced that he didn't vote because Hillary didn't sway him. So that's that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Maybe that vote that y'all, like, really sleeping. Like, wake y'all dumbass.
If you think you woke and you didn't vote, I disagree with you.
Stay woke, don't vote. Todd, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I mean, I've been basically looking at the news with the same thing Vector is like kind of upset about. It's that like you're acting like this is so impossible. And they're going through all these great lengths to prove that this is so impossible. Someone randomly is lying about him. Like, yo, he was a great person. Like, it's just ridiculous. And they're going to vote him in anyway. So just go ahead and do it. Like, just why? The Republicans need to see. Because they're going to do it anyway. They're putting
him on
the
screen. Slide him right under. You know it.
Right in there. So there's no point of all this big show you're putting on to try to pretend that she's this crazy person, that all the people are crazy, and that it's the Democrats who are coming up. Like, Democrats didn't go find this woman.
Sorry. All right. Bill, do you have any seats to give?
I actually do. So earlier this evening, I had to go to a meeting, a zoning board meeting for the local area that I represent. And while we're in this meeting, there were a particular group of people I just wanted to punch in the face. Because
you
like,
can't be punching people. You're an elected official.
I didn't punch nobody. I'm just saying there were a group of people I wanted to punch in the face. So, like, we're sitting here, and I'm listening to people. So people are, like, before us asking permission to have things zoned and, like, to convert things into businesses and this and that. And some of the questions these people were asking was just, they were just some asinine. The sky's blue. No. Tell me why you think this guy. Like, if you don't go about your own business, like, you can't tell people how to live. You just can't tell people how to live. Like, some people need to be great. Granted, I voted no on the proposals. But they need to be punched in the face. I'm going to see the people that's on the phone board. They need seats. All of them. The whole group.
Just a really quick seat. There's a breaking news story that someone sent an envelope with ricin or some type of, like, poison to the White House. Like, nobody's a big fan of Donald Trump out here, but, like, trying to poison the man is just not necessary. Like, let justice take its course and let nature have its way. God is going to have his way with Mr. Trump. Like, you don't have to do anything additional.
I feel like that announcement was very unnecessary. Like, why are we bringing this up? Who is there, like, an epidemic of people sending resin to the White House?
He had to seem like he was still a patriot.
Okay, cool. Any other seats to give? Ty, you good?
Yeah, I mean, can we even speak on here anymore?
We could speak, just not while Bill's on. Bill might just need to cut out and come back in. Subscribe, tell a friend, and comment about the show. Bro Talk Live Social Circle will be up tomorrow along with Dex's Woman Crush Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Do you guys have any other questions, comments, concerns to give out to the great listeners? I appreciate you guys hanging around personally because, a little technical difficulties with Google Hangouts. We're going to give them a little feedback tonight. And the devil's been working today because the site went down a little earlier today, only on the East Coast, which was weird. And it was fine on the West Coast. Everyone was cool. But yeah, the East Coast server somehow just went down. And for about an hour, it was just very strange. So the devil's working, but God is great. I just want you guys to know that on tonight. All right. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, my name is Jason. This has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. And we'll see you guys next week.